Right, time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. You sure you don't want to talk more Super Bowl?
No, anything else. Yes. We were just talking about it off the air. Not a real exciting game, was it?
It was not very thrilling at all. No, very disappointing.
But, oh well. Next year we'll watch the Lions in the Super Bowl.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
Because next year.
I just have no doubt that's exactly year. What's going to happen.
So I've seen this on a bumper sticker and a t-shirt and a coffee mug. Being of sound mind, I spent all my money. The shortest will that you can write. I guess, you know, when you're planning on saving for retirement, you got to make sure that you're going to have enough and preferably more than enough money for retirement. But do you spend it all? Do you leave some to your kids?
Yeah, that's one of those questions as old as time, you know, and it's one of the things that I'm constantly working with clients is talking about what is the overall plans for that nest egg. You know, do we want to, you know, spend every single penny? You know, the old joke is I want to spend the last dollar on my funeral kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or do we want to leave some monies behind for the kids or the grandkids or charities? And, you know, everybody's got a different answer for that one. And there is no right or wrong answer.
Sure.
And I talk to clients about that a lot. You know, there's lots of different things that you talk about, and what you want to do with your funds is what you want to do. It's your goals. It's your dreams. They're your dollars. So that's what's most important, and there's really no right or wrong answer. It's just a matter of making sure you have a game plan for whichever way you want to go.
I mean, first and foremost, you got to make sure that you have enough to cover all of your expenses in your retirement years, and which could, you know, let's be optimistic and plan to live as long as we can.
Yeah, and we're always planning for that long retirement period, you know, because retirement periods last decades. So that's the thing we have to make sure, first and foremost, we have enough money for you to live your life and to accomplish the things that you've set out to accomplish. And then after that, we start thinking about, do we want to spend more aggressively? Do we want things like a second home? Do we want things like some major travel experiences? Do we want to have major expenditures during our retirement and spend down that nest egg? Or are we more along the lines of, do we want to provide college education for our grandkids? Do we want to leave some money for a charity and kind of to figure out which direction we want to go in?
Yeah. So, well, let's start with spending it down, getting rid of that money.
Well, if we want to spend down, I think that's certainly well within your, you know, frame of mind. It's certainly an acceptable thing to do. But again, we have to make sure we have enough to last, right? So we have to be cognizant of that going into retirement because we want to make sure that we have enough money to last. So if we're looking at hobbies and traveling and purchasing vacation homes and those types of things, we want to make sure that we have enough money to last us throughout our lifetime. Because really one of the things that happens is during those first few years of retirement, we get a little bit we spend a little bit more usually during those first couple of years because it's new to us. You know, we've got this list of stuff that we want to do, be it a bucket list or whatever that might be, but we maybe travel a little bit more. We do a few more things. We're much more active during our first few years of retirement. So, you know, that's usually something that we see as retirement spending gets ramped up those first few years of retirement. Then we somewhat level off. And then in our later years, we trail off a little bit. So we want to plan for all of those things. But again, because of the medical advancements that we're making, people are living longer. Longevity is in everyone's future. So we want to make sure that we're planning for a long retirement span and making sure that we can afford to maintain those spendings throughout if we're going to look at the spend down strategy.
And of course, there's the idea of leaving a legacy, whether it's for your kids or for the community or for your church. I mean, there's any number of different ways you can go.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things we talk about is legacy planning. And it's important as we look through the legacy planning, what is it that we want to do? Do we want to do some present day gifting? I have lots of clients who want to see their kids and their grandkids enjoy the money while they're still alive instead of leave this major inheritance after their passing. So we can look at some present day gifting strategies. Do we want to pay for college educations for our grandkids as an example? Do we want to help our kids pay off their mortgages early? Those are the types of things that we can do while we're still alive. And again, we have to make sure that that's something that's affordable, that even after we do those things, can we still sustain our own retirement? So we want to make sure we're looking at those things very closely. And some other people may have, in addition to helping their children or grandchildren, maybe you never had children, and now we just want to leave a legacy behind, be it for charities or for your church or for your community. And then it's important that we can sit down. We have the St. Clair County Community Foundation as an example. So we sit down with Jackie Hanton from the foundation, and we go over, what would you like to see happen? You know, what are your passions? Are you passionate about the arts? Are you passionate about the community? Are you passionate about animals? I mean, whatever your thing is, we can set something up. But, you know, that comes with some estate planning, some financial planning to make sure that we've got everything set up so that at your passing, those things are done the way you want them done. And you can leave money that can last for years and years and decades and enhance your community over that period of time. And again, maybe you want to decide you want to do some of that stuff while you're still alive and not wait until you pass on to make those things happen. So it's really just about what is it you want to accomplish? You work so hard for so many years to accumulate that nest egg. What do you want it to do, both while you're alive and after you're gone? And let's make sure that we're planning for those things so that what you want is what you get.
Good question. Something worth thinking about. On the one hand, you can try and budget it out. So like you said, you can spend your last dollar on your funeral and not have anything left. Or you can really set up a nice life for your kids or for a foundation or a charity. I would guess, Dave, probably a lot of your clients fall somewhere in the middle, a little of both, right?
Yeah, and I think the happy medium is where most people fall. They want to enjoy their retirement. They want to do the things that they have on their bucket list. They want to make sure they travel. They want to make sure that they maybe have a home in Florida. They want to make sure they do those types of things. But at the same time, they also want to help their children. They want to help their grandchildren. They want to give some money to some charities. So it's a matter of, I think for most people, somewhere in the middle is where they lie. And ultimately, it's all about financial planning for your lifespan and then doing some real legacy planning to what you want to have happen after you're passed on. So I think it's important that you work with your financial professionals, work with your financial planner, work with your estate planning attorney, and make sure that you have all of those things in place. Because unfortunately, I lost one of my dearest and dearest clients recently, way too soon. And those things can happen unexpectedly. So you want to make sure that we have those plans in place so that no matter what happens, if you live that long, beautiful retirement that we all hope that you do, that things work out just the way that you want, or if somehow things don't work out that way and retirement becomes a much shorter period due to health issues, still things are set up the way you want them set up. So I think it's important that we look at both aspects. It just really talk about what's important to you with your kids, with your grandkids, with your financial team. Make sure they know what's important. The spouses need to talk too, yeah, because sometimes you and your spouse are not on the same page as what you want to have happen. So I think it's important that you communicate to each other what you want to have happen and just make sure that everybody around you knows what you want. Make sure we have it in writing. Make sure we're all working towards the same goal.
Absolutely. This is a good time to start making those plans. You never want to wait till the last minute. You can't be too early in making your plans for what you want your nest egg to turn into, whether you want to spend it all or share it or a little bit of both. If somebody wants to involve you in this discussion, Dave, how do they get a hold of you?
My office is located right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue. My phone number is 810-987-5370. I also have a Facebook page and a Twitter account, and I have a website. You can go right to my website. And there's a link to my website right on the WPHM.net site.
All right. Pretty easy to find. Dave Betts at Ameriprise Financial. It's